thoughtful and compassionate study of marriage and divorce in England. One of the theater's great emotional dramas, Clemence Danes, A Bill of Divorcement. Miss Danes' writings for the theater have always displayed superb and lasting craftsmanship, and among other achievements, A Bill of Divorcement has served as introduction for two now-famous theatrical Catherines. On Broadway, over 20 years ago, the play featured a young, then-unknown actress named Catherine Cornell, in the first of her long cycle of unforgettable performances. And on the screen, tonight's story introduced the remarkable Catherine Hepburn to moviegoers. Both Catherines played the role of Sydney, the 17-year-old daughter of the English family in the play, and tonight, as Sydney on the air, you'll be hearing Studio One's own leading lady, Miss Anne Burr. Everett Sloan is playing Hillary, Sydney's father, with Molly Ballantyne as Margaret, her mother. Our scene and time, the small country house of the Fairfields in an England of not so long ago.
From Studio One at CBS, we submit Clemence Danes, A Bill of Divorcement, as arranged for radio by Peter Lyon.
Don't go in right away, darling. Stay here a bit.
Do you know what time it is? And it's cold.
Sydney, it's not every Christmas Eve one gets engaged.
Fancy. Mother to be married in a week. And now I... Oh,
don't act so astonished. You know you planned for me to propose tonight. Sydney, look this way a moment.
What? Oh, my good fool, are you trying to wake the whole house? Now I shall have to go in.
Sorry. All I wanted was a kiss.
There. Don't pretend that was the only one you got tonight.
Sydney.
It's no use, old thing. After all that racket, my Aunt Hester will be waiting for me at the head of the stairs with fire in her mid-Victorian eye. Night.
Night, darling.
Night. Here's a kiss in the wind for nothing. Sydney?
Merry Christmas, Auntie.
Sydney, are you aware of what time it is?
Time? Oh, I imagine it's about...
And on the night before Christmas, too.
Yes. Well, peace on earth, Auntie, and goodwill toward
me. Really, Sydney, I think...
You'll wake Mother. Night.
Think who she could have been with at such an hour and on Christmas morning. Will you fill my coffee cup again, please, Margaret?
She's with Kit, of course.
Kit? Kit Pumphrey? The rector's son?
Yes.
I wonder what the rector said to that.
Oh, Kit's on a holiday.
I heard you tell her myself to be in by 12. If anything could make me approve of this marriage of yours...
Don't begin it
it's
again,
that your
Auntie.
Child will have a strong hand over her at last. A stepfather's better than nothing if you can call Gray Meredith a stepfather... When her real father is still alive.
Oh, don't.
What's the use of saying don't? He is alive. You can't get away from that.
Aunt Hester, please.
You know my feelings about divorce.
But I don't know why you should be unkind to me on Christmas morning.
My dear, when you see a person you care for, and she is your own nephew's wife, about...
Must we begin it again?
I do my duty, which is more than I can say for you. As concerns your disrespectful daughter.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Not late, am I? Morning, Auntie.
Hello, Mother.
There'll be hot coffee in just a moment, dear.
I'm very much obliged to you, Sydney, for the, card case.
It's a cigarette case, Auntie. Let's see now, what's yours to me? You see, I thought if you... Oh, yes. If you gave me a prayer book again, we might have a deal. I thought so. Thanks most awfully. It's sweet of you. Shall we?
Shall we what?
Swap.
Sydney, dear, that's rather rude.
Sorry, Mother, but I hate being hinted at.
Hint? What hint?
Oh, Mother, you're such a lamb, you never see anything. Sorry, Auntie, but I'm 17 and I've left school and I've a mind of my own. I say hooray for Mother and Gray, and when they get married next week, bless them.
The young have no respect nowadays.
Are you coming with us today, darling? Christmas services. You can chaperone Gray and me.
Sorry, Mother. I have a date with Kit.
You'll find that Kit takes his mother to church. She hasn't lost all her influence.
She'll be finding herself up against me very soon.
Oh, Sidney, has he asked you
last night?
Sidney engaged.
Preposterous. Engaged at 17.
Mother was married at 17.
Yes, but things were different.
Pit of the Depression. Fine time to be 17. As for poor Auntie, all she knows how to do
is... Sidney, my dear, how to be good. I'm just returning hint for hint. I don't know what you mean, Sidney, but don't.
I mean that I'm not going to let Aunt Hester interfere in my affairs as she does in yours.
These are the manners they teach you at your fine school, I suppose.
Never mind, Auntie. You needn't think I haven't watched the life you've led, Mother, because she wants to marry again.
Sidney, don't aggravate your...
Well, hasn't she? What prevented you from marrying Gray ages ago? Father's been out of his mind and in that sanitarium long enough, poor man. You knew you were free to be free. You knew you were making Gray miserable. Yet though that divorce law's been on the book for years, it's taken you all this time to fight your scruples. At least you call them scruples. What you really mean is Aunt Hester.
But Sidney,
and now when you have at last consented to give yourself a chance of being happy, when it's Christmas Day and you're to be married at New Year's, still you let Aunt Hester sit at your own breakfast table and insult you as if you weren't a decent person.
Sidney, you aren't yourself.
No use pretending you didn't, Auntie. Because my door was open and I heard you.
Sidney, darling, you shouldn't break out like this. Of course your aunt knows you don't really mean to be rude,
but... I do mean to be rude to her when she is rude to you.
Margaret, I'm afraid you'll have to go to church without me. I'm thoroughly upset. You brought your daughter up to ignore me, and I know why. I'm on the wrong side of the family. I'm the only person in this house who remembers her poor father. Your husband.
Aunt Hester.
I shall read the service in the drawing room.
Sidney.
Don't look so upset, Mother. If Gray finds out there's been a row, Aunt Hester will be sorry she ever was born.
It isn't that, Sidney. You get so excited. You remind me your father was excitable. I don't like to see you.
Oh, I'm not really. I needn't let myself go if I don't want
to. You mustn't get impatient with your aunt. She can't get accustomed to the new ways, that's all. I can't myself sometimes. I hope I'm doing right.
Oh, I do think it's morbid to have a conscience. If Father had been dead 15 years, would you say, I hope I'm doing right? And he is dead. His mind's dead. You know you've done all you can. You're frightfully in love with Gray.
Sidney, please.
Well, you are. And so is he with you. If you had to choose between me and Gray, it wouldn't be Gray who'd lose you.
It's not true. You've no right to make me out a heartless mother. But...
Well, heartless mother?
Oh, Sidney,
what should I do if Gray... Oh, that reminds me. What will Gray do if I'm not down at the station in 10 minutes to meet him?
Oh, and I'm not dressed.
We've plenty of time. Church bells haven't started yet. But you'd best be ready by the time I'm back. Your Gray is an impatient man.
Hello. Your mother not with you?
Your mother not with you.
Oh, stop it. There's a good child.
Come along now. Get in.
Well, your mother told me she'd meet me, you know.
Hey, you're wonderful. The one and original one-track mind.
That's not true.
Dump those packages in the back of the car. Oh, I do hope the small ones for me. Best things always come in small packages.
Why didn't she come down to the station?
Well, because she was a little nervous about the crowd reaction to her costume, which was peach-colored nightgown and... Oh, but I shouldn't discuss such things with you. You're not a married man. Yet.
Will I be in time for church?
Don't look so hopeful. You're in plenty of time. At least I brought you one blessing. Aunt Hester won't be going with you.
Oh.
Now hush. Enough talk. I want to concentrate.
Concentrate?
I'm concentrating on that small package so as to make it turn out to be the bracelet I admired so much the day I helped you pick out those furs for Mother.
Hello, my dear.
A Merry Christmas, Gray.
And a Happy New Year, darling.
It will be. Oh, it will be.
I almost think it will sometimes. New frock?
Like it?
Oh, I've seen it already.
Why, it's the first time I've put it on.
Sidney carted it along with her last week when we went to choose this.
Silver fox. Oh, darling, how wonderful. I do love being spoiled.
You haven't had so much of it, have you, Meg?
Don't call me Meg.
Why not? I want a name for you that no one else uses.
Yes. Yes, that no one else has ever used. Not Meg. Not Margaret. Make a name of your own for me. New.
Well, you're getting one new name soon enough anyway.
Yes. New year. New name. New life. Oh, Gray is 35. Oh. We've time for everything still.
Time for everything. Oh, except church. Do you really insist on going?
Aunt Hester would be horrified if I didn't. Besides.
What?
Don't laugh, Gray, but for the first time in my life, I'm really happy. I want to say humble and hearty thanks.
No, no, watch out, Kit, you're getting snow on the rug.
Oh, sorry. Merry Christmas, Mrs. Fairfield.
Hello, Kit.
And to you, Mr. Meredith.
Mother, you better hurry. The bells have been ringing for some time.
Listen, Gray, don't you love them?
Church bells.
Wedding bells. Isn't that sentimental?
Hello. Hello? Huh? You rang me up? Oh? It's funny. Sorry you've been troubled. I wonder who was trying to call us.
On Christmas morning. Did Santa Claus forget something? Oh, I say we'd better hurry. The bells have stopped.
They stopped when that other bell rang.
My mother, what's the matter?
They stopped.
I told you, darling, you're late.
Give me my furs. I'm cold.
They are lovely, Gray.
It isn't too good to be true, is it?
The furs?
Everything. You... Oh, what a fool I am.
Well...
I say, I thought you were going to stay behind.
I shouldn't be too late, Dale. Nearly have finished the anthem.
What's up, Kit?
Up?
Yes, up. You're bursting with something, I can tell.
Well...
Aha. Well?
Well, you see, when I got home last night, my father was sitting up for me.
He would be.
And in the course of the row, you came into it.
Oh, but he likes me.
Yes, yes. He was quite soothed when I said we were engaged. There was some rot about being too young, but... He was really quite pleased until...
Well?
I was a fool. Said something quite by chance about your father. That did it. You see, it seems he thought your mother was a widow.
Well, what's it got to do with him?
Father promptly began about not seeing his way to marrying them.
But I've never heard of anything so crazy.
Sidney, a clergyman needn't remarry divorced people. That's the law.
But doesn't he know the circumstances?
He only knows what I do.
One doesn't shout things at people naturally, but it's nothing to be ashamed of. It's only that my unfortunate father's been in an asylum ever since I can remember. Began before I was born. Breakdown, I believe, is the polite euphemism. He's never been home. Mother had to give up seeing him, even. Seemed to make him worse.
Pretty tragic.
Oh, for years now. He hasn't known anyone, luckily. And he's well looked after. He's quite all right.
You're a queer girl. Your own father...
My dear boy, I've never even seen him. Oh, of course it's very sad, but I can't go about with my handkerchief to my eyes all the time, can I?
Hard as nails, aren't you?
Am I?
Well, now, see here, I will be late. Good and late.
One thing, Kit. Keep your father quiet till I've had time to talk to Gray.
Right.
Sidney? Sidney, the telephone.
All right, I'll get it. There was somebody trying to call a few minutes ago. Hello. Yes. Well, Mrs. Fairfield's at church. Shall I take a message? This is Miss Fairfield speaking. All right, I'll hold on. Aunt, it's from Bedford. It's about Father. Yes? Yes, this is Miss Fairfield speaking. What? He has?
Sidney, what is it? What is it?
But you should have let Mrs. Fairfield know. Oh, only this morning. Oh, I see. No. No, we've heard nothing. When did you find out? Well, what makes you... Oh, I see. No, he's not here. Of course we'd let you know. Well, then you'll let us know at once if anything... Yes. Mrs. Fairfield is going away very soon. Thank you. Goodbye.
Well...
Father's got away.
What? Why, the poor fellow's dangerous.
Apparently, been very much better lately, and this last week a marked change, the home said.
You mean he's getting well?
Their theory is that he's suddenly come to himself. Is it possible, Auntie? Can it happen?
It's quite possible. It was the same with my poor sister Grace. After 10 years, that was.
But the doctor said incurable.
The Almighty is greater than doctors. And nerves are queer things. Well, I always told your mother to wait.
Is that a fact about Aunt Grace? Was she out of her mind, too?
Well, she never had to be sent away.
Nobody ever told me. You mean there's insanity in our family?
My dear, there's no such thing as insanity running in a family that's been quite discredited. You mustn't think that way. We're nervy, all of us. We're nervy.
What do you mean, nervy?
I mean the way you're taking this.
I'm perfectly under control. Was Father nervous as a boy?
He was high-strung, yes. He got excited easily.
Did Mother know what he was like before she married him?
Well, I don't see what difference it would make.
You don't see what difference? You don't see? But I see. If Father's really well, I wonder what he'll do.
Ask rather what your mother will do.
Hasn't anything to do with her.
No, hasn't it?
What on earth are you driving at?
I can't discuss it with you. You're too young.
I might just as well say I can't discuss it with you because you're too old.
How dare you speak to me like that?
Oh, are all old people such stone walls? Here's a shadow. Here's a trouble. Here's a ghost in the house. And when I ask you what shall I do, you talk about your blessed dignity.
This is the second time in one morning that you have driven me out of the room.
Well, I'm sorry, but I am so worried. Don't you see, I've got to keep it off Mother. And Kit. Oh, I've got to tell Kit. Auntie, if you'd only... If I only knew what to do. I'll have to get over to church. They have the car. Taxi. Get a taxi. Take me over to the church, please. I'm in a hurry. Oh, excuse me.
Meg. What? It is Meg, isn't it? Oh, my darling.
I'm not Meg.
No. No, it's not Meg. I beg your pardon. Who are you?
Whom do you want?
Do you want the taxi, miss?
No. No, that's all right, thanks.
Who are you?
Whom do you want to see?
Who are you?
I think I'm your daughter.
Daughter. Daughter, well, there's something. What's your name, daughter?
Sydney.
Sydney. Sydney, eh? My mother was Sydney. I like it. I suppose we're rather a shock to each other, Sydney.
Not to me. But I'm afraid... Come on inside and we'll sit and talk.
Is my... Your...
She's at church. We've got to talk. We've got to get things straight before she comes back.
I really think I'll go along and meet your mother.
You ought to stay here. I'll not have you frighten her. Now, come inside. We'll wait for her together. Gray, you're sure you won't stop for lunch? You could call up.
No, darling, I promised. But I'll be round directly after lunch, by 2:30 anyway. You don't mind my borrowing your car?
My car? What's your pronouns? In a week it'll be our car. Hurry back, Gray, darling.
You are lost, my dear.
Mother, I wanted to come to church and prepare you.
Meg. Is it Meg? Meg, I've come home.
Sydney, don't go away.
It's all right, Mother.
Meg.
But they said incurable. Shouldn't have said incurable.
What's that?
I...
Oh, you don't say a word. One would think you weren't glad to see me. Aren't you glad to see me?
Of course. Glad. You poor Hillary.
If you knew what it is to say to myself, I'm at home.
Sydney, it's all right, Mother.
We'll manage.
Yes, Sidney, you tell your mother. I'm all right. You understand that, don't you? I tell you, Meg, I'm well. But it's not safe to think about anything but... Oh, my dear, the holly and the crackle of the fire and the snow like a veil of peace on me. And you like the snow so still.
No, no, no.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh, Meg.
Henry, for pity's sake. Sidney. We'll straighten it out, Mother. I told Cook to set an extra place for lunch.
Staying to lunch. To lunch. That's a good joke, isn't it? I say, listen, I'm laughing. It's blessed to laugh. Staying to lunch, yes. Lunch and tea and supper and breakfast, thank God. And for many a long day.
Mrs. Fairfield, please.
They're still at lunch, sir.
They're late.
It's the visitor, sir. He's kept them talking.
Visitor?
Yes, sir, a strange gentleman. Oh, will you take coffee, sir?
I may as well go in and have it with them.
Oh, the mistress said, would you not, sir? She'd come to you and explain.
Oh, very well.
I'll tell Miss Sidney you've come, sir.
Tell Mrs. Fairfield.
Miss Sidney said I was to tell her, too. Quietly.
Is there something... Oh, very well.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, Gray, I'm so glad you're here.
Well, what's the mystery?
Gray, he's come back.
Who?
Hillary.
Hillary? What Hillary? Hillary. Oh, great heavens.
He got away. He came straight here. I found him with Sidney.
Is he dangerous?
No, no, poor fellow.
It's not pleasant, but we must bring up the authorities. Only one way to deal with
it. Gray, you don't understand. He's well. He knows me.
I don't believe it.
You think I want to believe it? Oh, what a ghastly thing to say.
This has nothing to do with you. Firstly, I'll call Dr. Elliot.
Sidney's called him already. He's coming as soon as he can.
Well, don't take it too hard. It'll be over in an hour. We'll get him away quietly.
Ray, will you understand? We've been on to the asylum already. They say we should have heard in a day or two anyway. He's well. Old Hillary. Voice and ways. Oh, what am I to do?
Do? You?
Don't you see, he knows nothing. About the divorce, me, you, he thinks it's all as he left. He thinks he's still my husband.
You say nothing.
He's like a lost child come home. You think I want to send him crazy again?
You said nothing.
Not yet.
You'll come away with me at once.
I can't. I've got to think of Hillary. I'm afraid...
Whose are you? Answer me.
Yours.
You know it.
I know it.
Well, then never be afraid again.
No, I'm not afraid while you're here, but I must be good to Hillary. At least I'll break it gently.
Elliot, he's an old friend as well as a doctor. Let him deal with it.
Oh, can't you see that I must tell Hillary myself? Can't you feel that it will hurt him less from me?
I suppose the truth is that there's something in the very best of women that enjoys a scene.
That's the first bitter thing you've ever said.
Oh, can't you see what it does to me to know you're in the same house with him? For heaven's sake, come out of it.
I want to come. Now, this moment. I want to be forced to come.
Well, that settles it. Your past is dead.
I'm afraid not, Gray.
Hey!
Listen. There's my past.
Meg, where are you?
It's too late. I'm too old. I shall never get away from it. I told you it was too good to be true.
Listen, I'm going. I must get some money and some necessary papers. I shall be back in an hour. I'll give you just that hour to tell him what you choose. And then...
If I've managed...
There'll be no if. You're coming.
Am I coming, Gray?
Meg. Didn't he say you... Oh, hello. What's this? Who's this? Oh, doctor, eh? Well, I've been expecting them down on me. Fire away, any test you like. I'm as fit as you are.
Mr. Meredith called to see me, Hillary. He's just going.
Oh, sorry. I'll go into the other room.
I don't like leaving you.
You must. It's better. But come back quickly.
You'll be ready.
I will.
Very well. See you shortly.
Margaret, who was that man? I don't know him, do I?
He's an old friend, Gray Meredith. Since you were ill,
You know, he's in love with you. I can tell. You shouldn't let him, Meg.
Can you tell?
Still...
I don't wonder at him, poor fellow. Meg, you've changed.
Yes, Hillary.
More beautiful. Yet I miss something.
You do?
Something you used to have. You've grown right up beyond me, haven't you?
Yes, Hillary.
What? What are you driving at? What's changed you? Why do you flinch when I speak loudly? Yes, and when I kissed you. It's that man. Is it true? You...
I've done nothing wrong. I'm trying to tell you. I only want to tell you and make you understand. Hillary, 15 years is a long time.
Yes, I suppose it's a long time for a woman to be...
If I'd loved you, it wouldn't have been long.
You did love me once. What do you expect me to do? Forgive you?
There's nothing to forgive.
Divorce you, then? Because I'll not do that. I have no dirty linen washed in the court.
Hillary, I divorced you 12 months ago.
You, what? What? What?
I divorced you.
You're mad. You couldn't do it. You had no cause. Oh, I see what you're at. You want to confuse me, drive me off my head, drive me mad again. Well, you shan't do it. I've got friends. Sydney! Where's that girl? Sydney! Hester! All of you, come here! Come here, I say!
Mother, what is it? What are you doing to her? You're frightening her.
No. No, Sydney, you're not from her side, too.
Now, Hillary.
What was I calling you for? Oh, yes, Sydney. Sydney, come here. I'll tell you.
What have you done to him, Margaret?
I've told him the truth.
Oh, God forgive you.
Poison in my ear. She wants to get rid of me. She's got a tame cat about the place. I'm in the way. And so she comes to me and tells me. What do you think? She says she's not my wife. What do you think of that?
You may well ask.
Hillary, it's not. I'm not what you think.
Then what was that man doing in my house?
In a week, I'm going to marry him.
There, do you hear? Is she mad or am I?
I tell you, under the new divorce
law... No need for him to know that now, Margaret.
Of course he has to know.
Yes, tell me.
Not now.
I don't know what you mean, Aunt Hester.
Let us rather thank God that he has come back in time.
In time?
To snatch a brand from the burning.
I'm a free woman. I've got my divorce.
Can you deny that this is a sign?
You're my wife, Margaret.
I'm a free woman. I'm going to marry Gray Meredith. This is a trap. Sydney.
Is this talk for a young girl to hear?
Sydney, you're to fetch Gray.
If that man comes here, I'll kill him.
No, Sydney, no. Wait. You hear him? Oh, what am I to do?
It's all right, Mother. We'll manage... somehow.
This is Studio One at CBS. Offering as its 14th broadcast in a feature series of hour-length dramas, A Bill of Divorcement by Clements Dane. The story will resume after a brief pause for station identification. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System. Continuing Columbia's full-hour feature production from Studio One, we submit the concluding portion of Clements Dane's A Bill of Divorcement, featuring Ann Burr, Everett Sloan, and Molly Ballantyne. Margaret, if Gray Meredith comes here, there'll be trouble.
Please, Hillary, this is not...
Well, what's all this I hear? Well, good afternoon, Mrs. Fairfield. Good afternoon, Miss Fairfield.
Good afternoon, Doctor.
Merry Christmas, Sydney. Now for him. Welcome back, Fairfield. Welcome back, my boy.
It's old Elliot, isn't it?
Your memory's all right, I see.
I suppose they've sent for you.
Well, you see, you've arrived rather unconventionally. I've been in touch with...
That place?
Yes, may have to go back, you know. Formalities, formalities.
I don't mind. I'm well. I'm well. I'm not afraid of any of you. But I can't go yet, Doctor.
Oh, only for a day or two?
It's my wife. I lost my temper. I do lose my temper. It means nothing. But my wife, she's sick, Doctor. Not right in the head.
Oh.
So are the rest of them. Mad as hatters. You're thinking that's a delusion.
Between you and me, it's a common one.
Ah, we know, don't we? Served in the same shop, eh? Only the counter between us.
Well.
About my wife. She says she isn't.
Says she?
She says she's not my wife.
Oh, that's the trouble. Hard case, Fairfield.
I married Meg. I fell ill. Now I'm well again. I want my wife.
Yes.
I suppose that's what you call humoring a lunatic.
Will you let me put the case to you?
Put 50 cases if you like.
Father, I'd listen.
Huh? Sidney, you here? Not against me, Sidney.
Nobody's against you, Father. We only want you to listen.
Good. Fire away.
I don't know if you remember when they first started some talk about the divorce laws. Must have been while you were still a schoolboy. The commission appointed, a report made. These things move slowly, take time. Opposition to the report, of course, but a lot of agitation for, too.
What is all this to me?
In spite of protest, under the new laws, no man or woman today is bound to a drunkard, an habitual criminal, or...
Or...
Or to a partner who, as far as doctors know...
But you can't be sure!
I say, as far as we know, is incurably insane. In practice, is insane for more than 5 years.
And if he recovered... Look at me. You call this justice?
At least call it mercy, Hillary. All the days of your life to stand at the window and watch the sun shining on the other side of the road.
At least call it common sense. If a man can't live his normal life, it's as if he were dead. If he's an incurable drunkard, if he's shut away for life in prison.
But I'm no drunkard. I'm no convict. I've done nothing. I've been 16 years in hell on earth, and for that I'm told you did without her for 16 years. You can do without her forever. Oh, Meg.
Yes, Hillary.
Did I ever hurt you? Didn't I love you? Didn't you love me? Could I help being ill? What have I done?
I don't say it isn't hard.
No, you don't say it isn't hard. That's good of you. And my wife, she's full of sympathy too, isn't she? Poor dear, I was married to him once. I'd quite forgotten.
For pity's sake, Hillary.
Why, face it, man. One of you must suffer. Which is it to be? The useful or the useless? The whole or the maid?
Oh, Margaret.
The healthy woman with her life before her? Or the man whose children perhaps ought never to have been born?
What do you mean, Dr. Elliot? What are you implying?
I think you go too far, Doctor. Much too far.
Mrs. Fairfield, in this matter, I cannot go too far. I'm not saying this sort of thing runs in any family. That is not true. I just want to make your husband see this matter clearly. Though he seems well now, he's a highly nervous type. It's entirely possible he'd have another breakdown.
Am I to have no chance at happiness at all? Have I no rights?
Beg pardon, Mrs. Fairfield. The rest is here, please.
Ah, ha, ha.
And Mr. Kit, too, Miss
Sidney. I'm sorry, Bassett. I can't see anyone.
He said, ma'am, it was important.
Who? Who's this?
Mr. Pumphrey, the rector. I expect he's heard about
this. I can't see him. I won't see him. Let me go.
Father, wait.
That's all right, Sidney. Never mind. You stay here. Kit will be right in. I'll look after your father. That's him.
To call Mrs. Fairfield, and I fear an inconvenient hour.
Not at all, Mr. Pumphrey.
I can give myself till 3:15, no longer. Children's service, 3:30. Busy as I am, I should not have disturbed you if...
Yes, sir, it's as if you had been sent.
Ah, gratifying. Late last night, I received certain information from my son.
Mrs. Fairfield, I want you to know that this is all father's doing. I want you to know how completely I disagree with him.
Christopher.
Confidentially, I never do agree with him. I wouldn't even have come, except he didn't spring on me why he was paying this visit until we were coming up the drive.
Sidney would have been sorry, Kit.
Well, I just wanted to say, Mrs. Fairfield, that I can't tell you what I think of my father over this business. It makes me wild.
I don't know what's come over him. I should be glad to see you alone, Mrs. Fairfield. Not you, of course, Miss Fairfield, but...
Sidney, have you shown Kit all your Christmas presents?
Twice over, I should think.
but I know he's dying for a third look. Come on, Kit. Well, Mr. Pumpkin, I suppose it's about Sydney and Kit.
Mrs. Fairfield, last night I sat up till 3:15 of Christmas morning waiting for my son to come home. His excuse was your daughter.
You have some objection to Sydney, Mr. Pump?
Now, my dear lady, you mustn't misunderstand me.
Me, then?
Mrs. Fairfield, I beg. In the course of a slight altercation between Christopher and myself, it transpired that...
I see. It's her father.
I was grieved for you.
Then you did know. Then I don't follow.
Mrs. Fairfield, is your husband alive or dead?
My former husband is alive.
Don't be so foolish, Margaret. It's not the insanity, it's the divorce.
Now, Margaret, why don't you tell the rector that the situation has changed?
You've changed?
My nephew has recovered, returned. He's in the house now. I have no husband.
The divorce decree can be rescinded.
Aunt Hester, knowing his history, knowing mine, is it possible that you expect me to go back to him?
He's come back to you. It's a wife's duty.
I think you're wicked.
Mrs. Fairfield.
Control yourself, Margaret.
Try to see the predicament I'm in. Imagine. Think of wanting so desperately to feel and feeling nothing. Dreading a person who loves you. Stiffening at the look in his eyes. Pitying and shuddering. Who are you to judge me?
Well, I...
You see, Rector, she doesn't care what she says.
Margaret, see you a moment?
Why, yes.
Still here, Pumphrey? You're cutting it pretty fine.
Oh, the afternoon service. Good day, Mrs. Fairfield. You will not reconsider.
I will not.
I regret. I think I can have...
Hillary's coming home with me, Margaret. He wants a word with you first. Can you manage that?
Of course.
Where's Meredith?
He's coming soon. He's taking me away.
Good. Sooner the better. Very well. And be gentle with
him. Of course.
But not too gentle. He'll be along presently.
Hillary?
Oh, have they gone? It's all right. I'm going to. Going, Nick. I've got to. I see that. He's made me see.
Dr. Elliot?
I'm going to stay with him till I can look around. He's going to make it all right with that place. He's a good chap. He's made me see. He says, and I do see. It's too late, of course. Isn't it? Yes, it's too late. It wouldn't be fair to ask you, would it?
Oh, Hillary.
No woman could be expected. You couldn't be expected, could you? It's what he says. You've made a new life for yourself, haven't you? There's no room in it for me. Is there? So it's just a case of saying goodbye and going because I quite see there's no chance. Oh, May, isn't that just a chance?
Hillary, I can't stand it.
Yes, but listen to me. You don't listen. I've been alone so long.
Gray, why don't you come?
I'll not trouble you. I'll not get in your way, but don't leave me all alone. Give me something. The rustle of your dress, the cushion where you've lain, your voice about the house. You can't deny me such little things, but you give your servant and your dog.
It's madness. It's naked me. But I don't love you, Hillary. Poor Hillary. I love him. I never think of anyone but him.
But it's him you married. Better or worse, sickness or health.
It isn't fair.
Anything's fair. You don't know what misery means.
I'm learning. But you don't know.
You couldn't leave me to him, you knew. You've never heard anything. How can you hurt me? You can't have changed since yesterday.
It's half my life. You know.
It's yesterday.
Yes, it is yesterday. It's how you took me yesterday. And now you're doing it again.
Am I? Emma, did he get me? Yesterday, come back again.
No, no, Hilary, I can't.
No, you can't. You can't leave me. You can't do it to me. You can't drive me out. The wilderness, alone, alone, alone. You can't do it.
I
can't do it.
Suppose I...
You... Well, stay with me. God bless you.
You mean God help.
You look so... Mother, what's happened?
Has Kit gone?
No, but I can get rid of him if you want me to.
I want him to wait. I want him to take a letter for me to Gray.
Do you want Gray to come here? I could go get him.
Sidney, I want him not to come here.
Oh, I see. Not till after Father's gone.
He's not going.
Mother.
Mother, you haven't...
I can't talk to you now, Sidney.
But Mother...
Please, but Mother...
Ask you Kit to wait a few minutes. While I write the letter. I'll be through with it soon, I hope.
Sidney! Sidney, look what I found.
Kit, please, later.
Mistletoe. Mistletoe. Now, if you'll just close your eyes, I'll show you a trick I just thought
of. Oh, grow up and shut up until you do.
I say, what's the matter?
You never know when's the right time for...
Well, you don't have to jump down my throat.
I'm sorry, Kit. I guess I'm just jumpy today.
Just a mass of twitching nerves, huh?
Yes, I guess you're right.
Fizz, fizz, fizz. My mother says young people aren't supposed to have nerves.
Stop teasing, Kit. Come sit down here. Talk to me.
Quiet you down. Soothe the ruffle, calm the jangle.
Something like that.
I'll show you that trick I had in mind. Now, I place the mistletoe over your head, thusly, and my arm...
Oh, stop it, Kit.
Say, what is the matter?
I don't feel like being poured.
Look here, Sidney, this isn't much of a way to be spending Christmas afternoon.
No, it isn't, is it?
Well, then...
I told you to leave me alone.
It seems to me you're going too far.
The man with children would never go to sleep for me.
What?
Just thinking of something Dr. Elliot said.
Well, now you're changing the subject.
I hadn't noticed.
Oh, well, if you insist on being nasty, I'm going.
Counter-attraction, Kit?
What do you mean by that?
Find a greener pasture on the other side of the hill, can you?
Sidney, look here. I realize things have been coming at you rather fast today, and maybe that can explain part of it, but I want you to understand one thing.
Yes?
Yes. And that's that you've begun to act in a way I can only describe as cheap. Counter-attraction, greener on the other side of the hill. Doesn't sound like you. I hate it. I wish you'd stop it.
Dear me.
I'm sorry if it annoys you, but...
No! It only amuses me.
I'm not trying to be amusing, Sidney. I'm quite serious.
I'm sure you are. You got out of answering my innocent little question very neatly. Fact is, it was so well done, I suspect you're in good practice.
Well, now, look here, Sidney. I swear to you.
Swear?
If you're thinking of Alice Hubert, I've only met her 4 times.
Oh? So her name's Alice.
Didn't you know?
Never heard of her till this moment.
Well, then what on earth have you been driving at?
Trying an experiment.
If it's because you're jealous, darling.
Jealous? Jealous of her? What color are her eyes?
How do I know?
Yet, what color are mine?
Why, Sidney, they're...
Look at my desk, you clown. What do you suppose I wear blue for? So Alice has got blue eyes.
How do you know?
I know you, sir. You're partial. And you're conservative.
As a matter of fact, she is quite a lot like you. That's what made me talk to her.
Oh, you talked to her?
Oh, yes, quite a lot. She's a friend of my sister's.
She always is.
What do you mean, she always is? I tell you, I've only seen her 4 times.
Oh?
Sidney, I wish I could make you out.
Oh, I wish you could.
Can't you tell me?
Nope.
Look here. Marriage's got to be sort of a mutual show, hasn't it?
Do you preach this sort of sermon to Alice?
Now, Sidney, look here.
Yes?
You're getting plain insulting.
Why not just go and complain to Alice?
What's the matter with you, Sidney?
Do you really want to know?
Well, I think I'd better. I wish you'd talk sense for a bit.
But I am. I'm conveying to you as nicely and as tactfully as I know how that I'm...
What?
Getting a little tired.
Tired of me?
And I'm trying so hard to be tactful.
What's got into you? I don't know.
But you're learning, aren't you?
What have I done?
Oh, go ask Alice.
If you're not careful, I will.
Good for you.
And if I do, I'll ask her more than that.
Sooner the better.
You're completely unreasonable.
Aunt Hester would probably say it was my nerves. There may be more inaccurate words to
you. You really want me to go?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Right.
Sidney, it's leaving. Tell him to hold on. Kit.
Yes, darling.
Mother wants you. Oh, Kit, would you take this note for me? It's for Mr. Meredith. I expect you'll meet him, but if not, I'd like you to take it on anyway. He's at Chauncey Burke's. You know, his lawyer. At once, please, Kit.
Right, Mrs. Burdill.
Kit.
Yes?
You'll give her my love.
Don't be insufferable.
You'll give her my love.
Hello, Sidney. Say, you better have Kit's eyes looked at. He just shot past me without even saying hello.
He didn't give you my note?
What note? Why aren't you ready? Where's your coat? Bag upstairs, though?
I have to.
You look done in. I should have been here an hour ago.
Yes.
Sidney, get your mother's wraps.
Wait, no.
Fur coat, too. We'll take the car.
Gray, I
get
think you...
Get the keys. I was afraid you'd have a difficult job on your hands.
Gray, I'm not coming.
Margaret, sit quietly now. Relax.
I'm not going with you.
What, has he collapsed again? I was afraid he might.
I'm trying to explain.
What a tragic shame. Still, I must say it simplifies his problem, poor devil. The doctor with him, I hope.
Gray, please understand. It's not that. He's still the same. He's well.
Hmm?
He's well, and he won't let me go.
Well, he won't, won't he?
Where are you going? Gray, leave him alone. It's me you must punish. He convinced me, Gray. Cry.
Hmm.
Don't. Yes. Try to understand. He's so unhappy. And the city to think of, and Gray, the rector, sees him. He won't marry him. And Aunt Hester.
Yes, what about them?
But it's not them, really. It's Hillary. I can fight the others, but not Hillary. It's my fault, Gray. I shouldn't have ever allowed myself to care for you.
This doesn't make any sense at all,
I've
Margaret.
I've got to stay with him.
That's rather an extraordinary statement, isn't it? Do you mind telling me exactly what you mean?
I can't talk. You know I'm not clever. I'm only trying to do what's right.
Let me tell you what you mean, shall I? You mean you've made a mistake. That the last 5 years mean nothing. That you don't care for
Gray.
Me. That you never cared for me. That you don't want to marry me.
You know that isn't true. I've got to put Hillary first because he's weak. You're strong.
Not strong enough to do without my birthright. I want my wife and children. I've waited a long time. Now you must come.
If he's left alone, he'll go mad again.
Margaret, my own heart.
Why do you torture me? I'm trying to do what's right.
Are you coming with me? I shan't ask again. I'm not your beggar. We're free people, you and I. It's your choice if you keep your conscience, you call it, and lose your...
I've lost what I love. There's no more to lose.
What you love. You don't know the meaning of the words you use.
Don't. I love you. I ache and faint for you. I'm withering without you like cut grass in the sun. I love you. Can't you see how it is with me?
You think I can't suffer?
I am you. But he's so defenseless. I can't do it.
Goodbye.
Forgive?
How can I?
I'd forgive you.
I won't bear you any malice. Denying me, that's a little thing, but you're denying not me, but life.
Mother,
you're denying the hope of life.
Mother, you shall not. Sidney, not you too. I heard you. I tell you, you shall not. I must, dear. There's no other way.
There is. For you, there is. I've thought it all along, and now I know. Father, this is my job, not yours.
Sidney, do you think I'd make a scapegoat of my own child?
I'm his child. Mother, mother, darling, don't you see? You're no good to him. You're scared of him. But I understand him. I'm his flesh and blood. I can make him happier than you can. Mother, be glad for me. Be glad I'm wanted somewhere.
But by Kip, Sidney.
Kip. Oh, bless him. I'll be dancing at his wedding in 6 months.
The baby, all you ought to have.
And so I will.
A career.
But the love, the children. Mother, that's for you, not for me. But no arguing. My mind's made up.
But if your father should...
Go away, Mother. Go away quickly. My job, not yours.
So I can come.
You could deny me. Are you sure now you can come? I need proof.
I get frightened. That's the kind of person I am. I've always been afraid. Of Hillary. Of everyone. Of... But I'm not afraid now, Gray. I'm not afraid.
Come along then, my darling.
First tea at home.
Sidney, where's your mother?
I heard the sound of a car a while ago.
She's gone away.
Gone?
Gone away for good.
Where?
Out of our lives.
This is your doing, Sidney.
Gone. Everything gone.
I'm not gone.
But that boy.
That Stungwick. What? You jilted him?
Yes.
Like mother, like daughter.
As you please, Auntie.
I pray you will get your punishment.
I have no doubt your prayer will be answered.
It was a cruel thing to do.
You get over it.
You loved him.
What's that to anyone but me?
You're crying.
I'm not.
You love him.
Suppose so.
Then why? Why?
You and I belong together, Father.
Yes, that's the way they talk now, Hillary. They know too much, these young women. It upsets everything.
Oh, I can't see ahead. What's to become of me? There's no one.
There's me?
You. You probably hate me.
I need you as badly as you need me.
It's your doing that she went. You think that I can't hate you?
No, Father, you need me too much. We'll get along. And make a good job of it, too.
A good job. What job?
Job of living. Already I've wonderful plans, Father. Father, dear, we'll have plenty to do and have plenty of fun doing it. You'll see. You don't know how clever I am. I'll write or act. We'll go on tour together, you and I. You and I. I'll be rich and famous and successful. You won't hate me. I'll make it all up to you, you'll see. I'll make you proud of me.
Proud of her. There you are, Hillary. That's all she thinks of. Self. Money, ambition, and just that poor boy. Sends him away. A parson's son. Not good enough for her. Like all the rest of these young women. Hard as nails. Hard.
Don't you listen to her, Father. Father, don't believe her. I'm not hard. I'm not hard.
You and I.
Thank you.
CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.